I'm in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Salam alaikum. Yak labes. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting to you from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, right here in Washington. Listen, I've got a great show for you today, packed with my own personally hand-picked selections of the best African music there is. As usual, I've also got interviews with guest artists, two this week, calling in from Paris and Chicago. I've got an oldie from Zimbabwe, 1960s, great fan mail with Gwen, and some awesome September 2015 new releases. But starting out, let's hit it in the club with dance music from Big News, Fally Ipupa, and Debange.
Never say,
oh, he's a bad divine.
Everybody, this is Heather, just kicking off Music Time in Africa. Those were two back-to-back 2013 tunes, one from South Africa by Big News, and the other by Debange and Fally Ipupa from Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Now here's one of my favorite current diasporan tunes, by Jidenna. Now, Jidenna was born in the state of Wisconsin and grew up here in the U.S., but his parents were both Nigerian.
I'm the only doing it, you rather ruin it. I'm too legit, go hammer with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. Ah! Assuming this is more than humorous, the pimp a butterfly, my newest. In fact, the rumor is the way I prove it.
I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Calling on me like a young OG. I'm a classic man. Your knees get met by the street. Elegant, old-fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. I burn through the hood like war. When everybody feeling so cold, I cool like that King Cole. And get a bit of my glow. I got charm like a leprechaun.
Designer clothes,
casket man.
Won't be a rapper's angle, but you're subliminal. I read the finger, I'm walking on sabi. Pray to God, nobody chop me. Catch a body overnight and top couldn't even stop me. I got key to my city, I got key to California. I might legalize your homicide and more. Let my daddy smoke his only thing to keep on feeling. I ain't got no jewelry on me, but I got the jewelry in me. Oh, let me talk my shit, I always been. This ain't overnight, they love me now like they love me then. I know what I like, I eat the for my nourishment. I know how to cherish it. I know how to decorate your wall and further furnish it. I'ma burn your down, this is what the furnace is. I'ma turn your around with some friendly services. Ain't no nervousness, like I'm wretched, no conservative, and that's affirmative. All I do is lay up and face up my big bills and paste up. Got no chill for fake ones, like for real, they say I'm
a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, I'm a classic man. In the family, red when I'm filling up the pantry. Now my slang came like a dandy. I'll tell you how it go. You pull out rubber bands, I pull out an envelope. The ladies on my elbow ain't for the show. Every madam on my team is a top general. Gotta be ready for war. Should they get into my door? Get them, we'll get them.
Oh, yes, I love that song. This is Heather, and you just heard Jidenna with his 2015 hit, Classic Man. I love it. The music video is awesome, too. You got to check it out. And the featured rapper on that song was Kendrick Lamar.
VOA.
Now, the first 2015 September new release that I want to share with you is Terracaf's new album called Alone. Terracaf, in case you didn't know, is a Tuareg group from different countries of the Sahara. And they've been together for a long time, several years. Alone is their fifth album. Now, my favorite song is the title track I'm going to play for you right now called Ana Bayou. This man, this is African rock supreme. Rock on, Terracaf. Man, that is awesome. That's Terracaf with their new album called Alone, released in September of this year, 2015. Now, get ready to hear from a brand new artist. At least, he's new to me, and I think he's new to the music world. His name is Jamez Boy, and he's based out of Chicago. Originally, he's Cameroonian. He sent me this song called Misery on my Facebook page and asked me to listen to it. And, you know, a lot of artists do that, and I love that. I welcome all of you who are listening, who are artists, to continue to do that if you haven't already done so. I love hearing your music, but a lot of times it's not ready for airplay, and I'll let you know if it isn't. But this one is. I love it. It's called Misery. It's sad and kind of solemn, but we can take a break and cool down for a minute. So I called him up on the phone in Chicago and asked him about this song. And so here is Jamez himself introducing his new song called Misery.
Well, in the song, I'm talking about the ups and downs we go through in life and the way the corporate world has put it. We need to really work hard to have a little bread. And there's some parts of the world which have been shown no attention. So I just felt that pity in me, the sorrow, and I came up with that inspiration. It's for Africa especially and other parts of the world that are touched by misery.
So that's Jamez Boy with a song called Misery. And you know what I really like about that song? I like the melodic line. It's interesting. It's beautiful. And I like his harmonies. It's a nice song. Keep going, Jamez. Now next up is my second guest of the hour, Dabi Touré. Dabi has a brand new release too that's coming out also in September, an album called Amofani. We'll be right back after this.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Okay, you all got that information? All right, it's time to meet Dabi Touré. I have many questions for you, Dabi. I have an old CD, the very first one that you did.
Yeah, right.
No, before that.
Oh, Touré Touré.
Yeah, I have Touré Touré.
Oh, my God.
That's actually the only one I have in our libraries. And then I just received the new music that hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, so you didn't listen between that?
No.
Between the first one?
No.
Wow. Okay.
So, but I like both styles. They're very different. I mean, that's a long time, so.
Yeah, that's a long time. I
didn't
mean anything before.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
So let me just ask you a few questions about yourself. First of all, what languages do you speak?
It depends. If, for instance, I'm with my father, mm-hmm. I will normally speak French and Wolof.
Okay.
Or Soninke. And when I'm with my mother, or when I go to see my mother and my sisters, because mm-hmm. she's from Hassania, Mauritania, so then I speak Hassania.
I see.
And when I'm with my friends, like Fulanese, so then I speak Fulanese.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I know for many Africans, it's not unusual to speak at least two or three languages, but you kind of go over the limit.
Yeah, I really go over the limit. But I didn't have choice when I was young, so that was the thing, you know.
Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Heather, and you just heard Dabi Touré on the phone, a singer and musician who's really best described as a world music artist. We don't hear many musicians from Mauritania, and since he was talking about it, it reminded me of that wonderful singer from Mauritania that came through on my show here in the studios at VOA named Nouarmin Seymali with her husband Jesh.
Thank you.
All right, Nouram and Semali. Nice. This is Heather Maxwell. You're in Music Time in Africa. How's everybody doing? Yaklabes? All right, so I just played Nouram and Semali from Mauritania because we're in the middle of this interview with Dabi Touré, who's a well-seasoned world music artist who's half Mauritanian and half Senegalese. Here's more from Dabi Touré, who just released his fifth solo album called Amofani. So what was it like growing up in Mauritania?
It was like, I think everywhere when we are childhood. The exception is that I'm in the Sahara. Mm-hmm. And I think it was beautiful. We were playing all the time outside with a lot of sand. Mm-hmm. And what was that I born in Boutilimit, which was a little small town, a few kilometers from Nouakchott, mm-hmm. where I grew up like a teenager. But before that, I started to grow up in Casamance, mm-hmm. the south of Senegal, mm-hmm. in Ziguinchor, with my grandmother. And then I came back to Joel. That was on the frontier before Senegal and Mauritania, mm-hmm. at the river, the border, Senegal border river, in a small village called Joel, where I come from my father also. My father wants me to learn everything he learned when he was also, you know. and he did exactly what they did to him, I think. And to him, it was important for me to understand where I come from, to understand who is my grandfather. Because, you know, these kind of things are so important for some people. Mm-hmm. I mean, my father was like that, so that was important for him. He wanted me to learn working the lands, mm-hmm. to know what it is to pursue and take care of our cult. You know, those things to him, mm-hmm. that was important to him. And I understand now. But
right.
That was really hard at the beginning because I was too young to understand. I mean, I'm happy for it. I'm not going to tell you that it was easy. Mm-hmm. I have really bad souvenirs, you know, really strong and painful souvenirs. Mm-hmm. But if you compare that to what happened also in positive way, mm-hmm. that was much more beautiful things mm-hmm. in my life then, because I spoke these languages, as you said, and I also grew up really big spaces and I had this kind of freedom, you know, that you can imagine all the time because you can sit somewhere and you can go and work without seeing anybody for mm-hmm. 1 hour or 2 hours. You know, you have a lot of places. And then I know also different cultures because when I was in Mauritania, my mother was Arabic. She was from Hassani, as you call that, Mauresque. Mm-hmm. She is Muslim and she has a tradition, Muslim tradition. And then when I left her, I only was speaking Arabic and you know. And then I went to Casamance, and in Casamance you have Catholics mm-hmm. and animists, people who doesn't believe on nothing or people who believe on objects, you know, mm-hmm. those kind of things, and mm-hmm. rhythms, and it was tropical. So yeah. I had to learn those things, and I think that those things mm-hmm. helped me to understand that the world is really different everywhere you go, and there is no yeah. center of the world, and nobody had the truth is an interpretation. You know, I mm-hmm. started to learn that when I was really young.
You know, it's funny when you say that, it reminds me of your music because your music really expresses that kind of approach.
Really?
Yeah, that outlook. Yeah. In the beginning, your very first album, the one I said I have here from way back, you know, you have a lot of African elements like talking drum and the ndere and the sabar
right.
and the kora. I hear all these instruments. And then the most recent one, it's pretty much a typical Western orchestration. But your vocals are very, very still African sounding.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's because of the languages also, because I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
I'm using the languages because when you sing in Wolof, you don't have the same phrase, you don't have the same rhythm. Depends which kind of song I want to do. And so, right.
Hey, everybody. That's Dabi Touré calling in from Paris. And here's a song from his very first CD way back in 2000 called Lade.
Baneti hilo ti siko ti nagato ti talago. Dumo ti nyeru ti segu ti kabu ti tamu. Baneti hilo ti siko,
All right, that's Dabi Touré and cousin Omar Touré from an album called La De.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
And now, back to the music with your host, Heather Maxwell.
Here's Ahmed Sultan with one of my favorite songs by him, Ashkide.
Yeah.
Straight, straight. Ashkid, see by yourself, Ashkid, see by yourself, Ashkid, you're getting.
يا ناري تلي فما يحلان فلاس السكر في لغشاتي نوت دي يتوازل ورسلو فيه اللي أنسن فوت يبين غني نوت
وميت اللي غيدي لانرتيني شهد غفاس النور دي مين واتروالي غيدي لانرتيني يفسن لكي
Hello, that was Ahmed Sultan from Morocco with Ashkid, the English version. This is Heather, and it's time for fan mail. I'm with Gwen this week, who's, by the way, the producer of the VOA radio show that plays every day, Monday through Friday, South Sudan in Focus.
Hi, Gwen. It's so great to have you back on the show.
I know. How long has it been?
It's been a long time.
Where's everybody?
Everybody's around. Good. How's South Sudan in Focus?
Oh, everything is good.
Yeah.
And the team says hi.
Great.
Hi to everyone.
Hey. All right. Well, let's get down to business.
Okay.
What's in my fan mail this week?
Okay, well, first you have Charlie Wardale from Lincoln, United Kingdom, who posted this on your Facebook page. Heather, currently listening to Music Time in Africa on shortwave on 6080 kilohertz. I'm based in the UK and I often tune into this fantastic program. Without the power of radio, I would never get to hear this music.
Oh.
Please give my best to all who are involved in this program and may it last another 50 years.
Oh, that is great.
50 years. You have a lot of work to do for 50 years.
I know.
It's
you have true.
To stay.
It's really cool that he's still listening to shortwave radio.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you sent that message in. Thanks so much, Charlie, and I will send everybody your regards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, here's another Facebook message from Ben Katamila. I'm enjoying the program right now on my radio here in Namibia. I'm a listener for over 2 decades now. Keep it up, and kindly also please play more South African music.
All right. Nice. You know, I think this is one of the first fan mail messages I've received from Namibia.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Thanks so much for signing in or for emailing it. What did he do? He Facebooked in.
He Facebook messaged
Thanks
in.
For Facebooking in.
Emmanuel Ali from Ibadan, Nigeria posted this on Facebook. There is nothing better than good music because it is food for the soul. And then in a separate message he adds, I love your show a lot. Please play more traditional African music for my listening pleasure. Thanks and goodbye. Regards to Matthew Lavoie.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the message. Just so you know, Matthew is not here anymore at VOA. He's actually in Africa working for something totally different. He
and
used
listening.
To be the host for this show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's Matthew. So I understand why you're sending this message, Emmanuel, but he's not here anymore. He's in Burkina Faso. And it's good to know that you like the traditional music. You know, I love it too, and I play just a little bit, but now that I know, Emmanuel likes it. I might step it up just for you.
Well, I have one more piece of fan mail.
Okay.
It is a comment from your most recent blog on Cameroon.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, you know, I just published part 2 of my feature on the 8 days of music in Cameroon.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, Ate Bazor writes the following. Hi, Dr. Heather. Your write-up on your visit to Cameroon whips up memories of the wonderful moments we spent together as you sought to learn more about our music.
Oh, my gosh. What, Gwen, I got to tell you, Ate Bazor was one of the artists I worked with quite a bit.
Oh.
And he's really talented and really great. He's also a radio host there in Cameroon. So, hey, Ate!
Oh, well, he has something nice to say. Here you go.
Oh, okay.
Most of the ACEM musicians who met with you are still amazed at your outgoing and down-to-earth nature that endeared you to us.
Oh, beautiful.
What is ACEM?
ACEM is the Association of Cameroon English-Speaking Musicians.
Ah.
Yeah, because part of Cameroon is English-speaking and the other part's French. So I went to that part and met with the group of musicians who are all in the northwest, in the southwest region of Cameroon, which is the English-speaking part.
I see.
Yeah, and they're cool. Hope you guys are all doing good.
Well, he has more.
Oh.
He goes on to say, we thank you for playing our music on your world-renowned program on the VOA and hope someday you shall find time to visit us again.
Well,
thanks for all.
You are very welcome, Ate, and I'm coming back to Cameroon. Are
of
you kidding?
Of course you are.
Yeah. All right. Well, Gwen, thanks so much for bringing the fan mail in.
You're welcome.
And as always, it's great to see you. Let's not make it such
not
a long,
so long
time.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's good to hear from all of you, everybody who sent in fan mail. Thanks so much. You can send it in on my blog. What
Facebook,
else, Gwen? Twitter.
Twitter.
Email.
In email.
And
oh,
snail
old,
mail.
And snail mail. Good old-fashioned longhand handwriting.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the music.
Okay, now this song is old, no doubt about it. It is from the 1960s. It's out of Zimbabwe, too. So Ben Katamila, the one who was just saying he wanted to hear Southern African music, this one's for you. Listen, you're going to love this song. It's called Ndapera Cha-Cha-Cha. And it's by George Sisi Mai.
Cha 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 man,
Oh, ndaperan cha 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 ma. I don't even know what he's saying, but I love that song, don't you? Okay, so that was George Sisimai and his Crazy Five from a 1960s recording called Ndapera Na Cha Cha Cha.
It's music time in Africa. Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hi, I'm Uncle Salim, based in Lilongwe, Malawi. I'm shop owner. I am happy to be here with Maxwell from the Voice of America.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rishan Gabre with Heather. Listen, Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Harmonia Mundi just released an EP of four songs by Les Ambassadeurs. This historic group reunited to put this EP together that includes all-stars like Salif Keita, Sheikh Tidjane Seck, Idriss Soumaro, and Ousmane Kouyaté. Now, these guys have been playing, they used to play 40, 50 years ago with this same group. And since then, of course, they've all become stars in their own right. But they regrouped, got together, and did these four tunes. All of the album proceeds, by the way, go to the Salif Nantenin Keita Foundation to help the plight of albinos around the world, and especially in Africa. This one is the very opening one, called Mali Denu, which means Children of Mali, featuring Salif Keita.
Aye nani fa ja dunya to sodi be miri wan nani fa ala la joti lo banno
Classic. That was Les Ambassadeurs with a brand new EP, a 2015 called Rebirth.
Hi, we are musicians Noram Tsemadi. This is Music Time in Africa.
Oh, wow, time is almost up. Here's me and Dabi Touré talking one last time about his new album and especially the song Debo. Let's talk about your new album. I've listened to all the tunes, not all the way through, and I have some favorites. It's really different stylistically. It reminds me of how you described your childhood growing up. But Debo, I know that's in Pular, yeah. And I know it means woman. I also speak Bambara, Nebe Bambara Kamfu.
Okay.
But Debo, what is that song about anyway? I mean, it's about a woman, but tell me about the song.
Yeah, that song is about those women that I met in my life when I was young and when I was a teenager and when I grew up, and I still meet those women everywhere in the world. Those women who work hard to protect their family. Those women who's waking up in the morning, 5 a.m. and work 5-6 hours to get some water and get back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find this kind of woman anywhere.
Mm.
You know, and what I have in mind when I saw their eyes and what I can see is a lot of courage. They are really strong. So this song is only for those women. Mm-hmm. I want to sing for them because I say, what can I do? I can maybe sing a song. Do a song and just talk about those women because I want to give them kind of I want to witness
a salute.
Yeah, exactly.
Debo hedo, debo mojo hedo, debo futa tino, tino ebeskuma, tino eho ema, dongala dununa musi, burite dude warelede. Ndauko debo tini, minni mi hawamu.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather. I hope you liked the show. I'd like to thank my special guests, Dabi Touré and James Boy, for speaking with me from Paris and Chicago. Also, thanks to Gwen, producer of South Sudan in Focus right here on the VOA, for reading fan mail. And to all of you who write me. Let me know if you like James's song, will you? I can't wait to meet you all again next week. Join me Fridays at 0900, Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. Keep it real, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I love you. And this is Music Time in Africa on the VOA.